Hi, I'm Donovan with another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Brendan, and we're going to learn how to use Visual Studio Code to develop a Node.js app and deploy to Kubernetes. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So Node and Kubernetes to me just seems like a slam dunk, but have we done some improvements in Visual Studio Code to make that easier?
Yeah, so I mean, I think one of the great things about Node is how approachable it is and how easy it is to get started. And so I think, you know, oftentimes this may be the first thing somebody's deployed to the cloud. And so I think it's important, you can, going through a container, learning Kubernetes can be a little complicated.
Sure.
Want to smooth that path a little bit. May not be what somebody sticks with for forever, but really get them started in a really easy to use way.
All right, cool. So show me how it works.
Yeah, no problem at all. So we'll go over here, and we have a simple Node.js application. It's using Express, so pretty standard.
Yep.
And so this is the sort of thing somebody might have pulled off a Hello World or some sort of tutorial. And they've also installed the extension, the Kubernetes extension that Microsoft has built for Visual Studio Code. And so now if we want to actually get this up and running in Kubernetes, we can actually, you know, just pull up and we say Kubernetes run.
Okay.
Right? Now you're going to see a bunch of things going over here. First thing that happened was a Docker image was built for it. That's going to push it up to the registry, and then it's going to deploy it to Kubernetes, right? So in one key command, I've actually kind of encapsulated a lot of the instructions that I needed or a lot of the steps needed to take this app and put it up and running in Kubernetes.
Great. And is this going to be running locally in Minikube, or is this going to be in AKS? Where is this actually going to be?
So the extension itself actually just looks at whatever clusters you have configured.
Okay.
And so right now, this one's actually up and running in AKS.
Okay.
But if you are using Minikube on, you know, your own computer locally, maybe in an airplane, like it'll use that config as well.
Got it.
And in fact, it actually makes it super easy for you to create a Kubernetes cluster. You can actually just say Kubernetes create cluster, and you know it's going to walk you through a pretty easy to use flow. So maybe you start with Minikube,
sure.
Get it up and running. You want to get to the cloud? Don't even leave VS Code. You're creating a Kubernetes cluster. So it's
awesome.
Pretty handy, and it obviously integrates. So then you know deploying works and things like that. But I want to show another thing over here, which is the little tab down here that says Kubernetes. So if we expand that tab, and I'm going to scroll it up a little bit because we need a little bit of space, I now see this Kubernetes cluster that I have configured. And if I tree view into this, now you're going to start seeing all the objects that are in that cluster.
Okay.
Right? And in particular, I don't know if you noticed, but it said down in the lower right that it had created a deployment called simple node. And that was when it deployed this code up there. And in fact, if we go in here into the deployments, what you'll see here is this deployment called simple node.
Okay.
And now actually when I click on it, I'm actually seeing the JSON that is associated with that object in Kubernetes.
Okay.
Now if I'm a new node developer, I've suddenly gone from JavaScript, which I may be comfortable with, to this spew of JSON that like I'm a little wigged out by, right? So one of the things that the extension will do is you can actually say Kubernetes describe, and now it's actually in describe mode. Never mind, that's wrong. That was the wrong command. Kubernetes explain.
Okay.
Explain and describe. Now it's in. It said the explain API is activated, and now as I highlight different things, I'm actually going to get a little pop-up.
Okay.
It's going to show me like this is what this field in this JSON is, right? So now,
gotcha.
It, you know, it's still big, and I'm still going to learn about it. But I can kind of learn about it piecemeal. If I'm curious about a particular thing, like replicas, I can go see, get a little description of what that field is.
Got
so
it.
For every field I might want to edit here, I can actually begin to understand what the actual API objects
are. So it's giving me some really rich tooltips that are going to help me make sure I don't make a mistake or I understand what this value is that I'm about to change or manipulate.
Right, because I mean, from my perspective, I just deployed this container,
sure.
And suddenly there's all these fields, and you know, some of them are important. Maybe like replicas is important because if I change that, I'm going to get 3 or 4 or 5.
Sure.
Some of the others, like maybe like the generation or the resource version, that's really just used by Kubernetes. It's not something I necessarily need to mess around with, especially in a sort of getting started scenario.
And it looks like they even have deep links into more reading for some of this
stuff.
Yeah,
so like it links into the Git repo and a lot
Perfect.
Of stuff like that. So it really is an easy way to sort of get oriented to the Kubernetes API.
Okay.
But even cooler, we can actually go over here and find the container itself. So if I have my pods over here, here's the actual container that's up and running. I'm going to actually close this. It's not what we need to do, but actually if we right click on this, what you're going to see here is actually we have a bunch of contextualized menu items.
Okay.
Right? So I can look at the API object, but actually with a container, there's a bunch of more interesting things that I can do. For example, I can get a terminal inside that container.
Right.
Right. And so now what's going to happen is it's actually connecting up to that cluster. And now this looks like it's a terminal. And it is, but it's actually running in that container up in the cloud.
Nice.
Right? And so if I actually do, you know, ls, I'm going to actually see that server, you know, it's a very simple container, so less is actually not installed, but I'm going to use cat.
Yeah.
There's my code up and running, right?
Awesome.
And actually the fact that less wasn't installed really shows you it's not running on my computer.
Sure.
Of course, it is installed on my computer. And we can, you know, you can use this for debugging or whatever.
I saw that. It said attached debugger, so I'm able to set breakpoints.
Yeah, you can with Node.js in particular, you can attach breakpoints and
nice.
Do integrated debugging. And as well as, you know, if we pull out of the terminal, we can actually go and we can see the logs. And so now you can see that the server is up and running. I can actually, inside this, I can actually say kubectl. So I've actually created a, that's right click again.
Yeah, but there's a services over here. I could have gotten the same information.
Yeah, you could definitely get the same information over there. So
okay.
You know, with the integrated command line inside of VS Code, you can go either way.
Sure.
If you're comfortable with the command line, go there, be nuts. If you want to sort of explore more or right click, you can do that. So now we can actually, we can actually copy that IP address. So I should have done Control Shift Copy, I guess.
There we go. This is the point where you think, maybe I could have typed it in faster.
Yeah, maybe I could have just copied and pasted, but that's all right. We'll go over to our web browser and we'll actually put that IP address in.
80.
And there is, you know, our code up and running, right?
Sure.
And so we've actually, this is sort of maybe the, you know, I'm not, nothing up my sleeves. We've actually taken our code and deployed it up to Kubernetes up running in Azure.
Absolutely.
And so at this point, you know, I'm actually maybe done with what I'm doing. And I'm going to go over here and find my deployment. And I can actually just say, all right, I want to delete it. So we're going to delete that. It's
so
tearing it down.
Yeah, the services, pods, everything are getting cleaned up.
Everything's getting cleaned up.
Gotcha.
And there's nothing left. And at this point, you know, if I make code changes, I can redeploy.
Sure.
Just move through it that way. So. It just shows you, I think, that simplifying the path from code to cloud is a really important piece of what a develop environment does these days.
Sure.
And with this Kubernetes extension in VS Code, I think we've really managed to make it super easy for somebody to kind of kick the tires, but actually learn about Kubernetes along the way and get that path into sort of cloud-native development.
Right, so. Because, I mean, it's one thing to give me that quick on-ramp, but if you don't teach me what happened, if you don't allow me, then if something goes wrong, I'm literally having to start over again, right? Because I didn't understand. So having those really verbose and rich tooltips allow me to feel a little bit more comfortable to go in there and make some of these changes.
Right. Exactly. And I think we really want to have that sort of progression from people sort of using the magic, if you will, you know, the stuff that we've built through learning about the API and editing objects themselves. I think that kind of gradual learning and gradual progression, as people need the extra information and their app becomes more complicated, that's a really important piece of what the IDE can do for you.
Cool. So where do people go and learn more about this extension and all this cool stuff?
Yeah, so the extension itself is, you know, as with VS Code, is all open source. It's up on GitHub under Azure VS Code Kubernetes Tools. There's a bunch of people actually from around the world who've been contributing to it. And if all you want to do is install the extension and play around with it, you can either go to the Visual Studio website itself, or within Visual Studio Code, you can just search for Kubernetes and install the extension from within Visual Studio Code.
Awesome. Thanks for coming and showing us this stuff. We're learning all about using Visual Studio Code to deploy Node apps to Kubernetes here on Azure Friday.